Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Way to go, Dr. Blue. Ohtani took command of the batter's box for a season that led to a World Series win. Let's trust Trump will command the ballot box to save the world from globalist ghouls. Okay. All right, tip of the hat to Halloween, but I hate that holiday. It's full of the devil. Anyway, maybe the Yankees can tap Tim Walz for coach. What's that you say? Oh, yeah. You're right. Timmy coached football, right? well, that's okay. Tim doesn't know the difference between a pick six and a Hail Mary, so, you know, he won't know the difference. And Kamala's latest Hail Mary play for the White House has a flag on the field. A foul has been called on the Kamala Walz campaign, trying to pass Timmy off as a former football coach has, well, gone awry. Turns out he was a coach like he went to Afghanistan. The closest Tim Walz ever came to coaching was the distance between France and Afghanistan. Ha! His only claim to Dodger fame is as an MVP for deployment Dodger. How's that? Okay, all right. Let's go to work. At a New York Trump rally held in the iconic Madison Square Garden, a guest speaker, David Rimm, former congressional candidate, called Kamala the devil and the Antichrist. Now, that's not Megyn Kelly's idea of good politics. Way too much tea for her at that rally, she indicated. Not her thing, you know. Well, Rimm's statement was, admittedly, technically wrong. It's what is right about what he said about Kamala that should concern Megyn and you. Let's look at four biblical tests that show the Kamala Walz campaign and the entire Democrat Party leadership. It really is of the devil and of the spirit of Antichrist. Wait for it. Did Biden call MAGA patriots garbage? Well, you decide. Proof the Kamala Walz campaign is attempting to steal the 2024 election. And again, you decide. Get ready for an attempt to trigger massive confusion and chaos. Perhaps some false flag event, many are predicting, on November 5, or soon thereafter. Perhaps staged insurrection activity blamed on MAGA like they did on J6 2021. Maybe even some terrorist attacks perpetrated by some of those known terrorists that entered into our country through the Biden-Harris porous border. Clean your guns and stockpile necessities. Make sure you've got some water and food, some alternative power source. Get it now if you don't have it. Now, you pastors should put together a plan for your members. And thank God if we don't have to use any of it. And that's my prayer, that God will diffuse any effort they make to create a civil war scenario. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
At a New York Trump rally held in the iconic Madison Square Garden, a guest speaker, David Rimm, former congressional candidate, called Kamala the devil and the Antichrist. And as I pointed out, that's not Megyn's idea of good politics. While Rimm's statement was technically wrong, it is what was right about what he said about Kamala that should concern Megyn and you. It's very interesting. And encouraging, by the way, that God has framed this election around the question, is Jesus Christ the King? Have you noticed that? We touched on that last week and in my message last Sunday. A couple of Christians shouted, Christ is King, at a Kamala rally. And the vice president alleged, in her best snark voice, dismissed them from her rally. Two Christians hollered, Christ is King, and Kamala said,
oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
Pretty clear, isn't it? Remember, the Democrats voted to keep mention of God out of their party platform. They're uncomfortable with this whole God thing, you know, many of them. Various Democrats omitted mention of God when reciting the pledge. Their leaders can't seem to remember the declaration statement that our rights are endowed to us by our Creator. Remember Obama. Remember Biden. I've never even heard Kamala attempt to cite that section of the Declaration or to recite the pledge for that matter. Candace Owens is bringing out some very dark truths about Kamala that you should look into. I'll be addressing these some more Saturday during the Brain Massage Live. Here's a link in my notes to hear her explain what she has dug up so far. To summarize, Kamala may well have been the subject of MK Ultra mind control experiments. That sounds crazy, but no kidding. And very quickly, MK Ultra mind control experimentation, that's a thing, friend. That's not disputed. That's not argued. Kamala's mother was a doctor who worked on these experiments for the CIA, and Candace has the receipts and much more. Kamala is not who she claims to be. So the point is, the Democrats provide a home for anti-Semites and for heathen ragers, the deniers of Christ. That's a Psalm 2 reference you might not catch. 1,000 years before Christ was born, David, we believe, wrote Psalm number 2, and in it prophesied that the Lord's anointed, and that word anointed translates the word Messiah, or Mashiach, and it refers to Jesus Christ. The English translation of the Greek word that translates the Hebrew word Messiah. Anyway, and it prophesies that Christ would be hated and rejected by his own nation and by the world at large. Not everyone in the nation, nor everyone in the world, but that the heathen, that's the unbelievers, would rage against him. That the kings of the earth and the rulers would, with the people who hate him, conspire against him to break his bands and cords. Psalm number 2. These are the restraints, by the way, that he placed in his kingdom rule over the earth today that serve to restrain the prophesied Antichrist from rising to power until his church has completed its mission to preach this gospel of the kingdom to all the world, and then shall the end come. People don't notice that, but read carefully. Matthew 24:14. The gospel of the kingdom declares Jesus Christ is king and all mankind are his subjects. That as king, he has defeated Satan on the cross, spoiled his principality, and emancipated all mankind from his rule in the entire earth. All men are commanded now to repent and turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, in order to be saved from the wrath that is coming when the king returns. So right now, the decision is very clear. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or you refuse to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Those who obey the command of God to repent and believe on his Son are saved and identified as the children of obedience because they obeyed the gospel. They are translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son right now in this world, and we are present in the world in the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we are made kings and priests unto God in that kingdom. And we are appointed to be ambassadors for Christ, representing that kingdom to all of the kingdoms of the earth right now. Now, J.D. Vance was lately interrupted by someone at a Trump-Vance rally shouting, "Christ is King." And here's how he responded.
Anti-Christian rhetoric and anti-Christian approach to public policy. Jesus is King. And I don't think that we've seen...
So that's the background to this story about David Rimm calling Kamala the devil and the Antichrist. Let's hear his statement.
In fact, she is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist. At her rally last week, she said that Jesus Christ followers are not welcome at my rally. You should go down the block to President Trump's rally.
Okay, so first of all, someone in the crowd, you notice, hollered this out. And then David agreed with him. It was initiated by someone in the crowd, is the point. Second, and if I have time, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to show you the full clip, the full video clip of David Rimm's entire statement, because you really need to hear it. And I'll do that Saturday night during the Brain Massage Live. It usually goes on at about 7 or 8 o'clock p.m. But if you hear it, you will understand why it was almost impossible for me to find anyone who would share the actual video. Man, the algorithms were really, I was really fighting the algorithms for that one, my friend. If the Kamala campaign truly believed David viciously and slanderously and snidely called her the devil and the Antichrist, well, man, they would have excised that little bit from his speech and you'd never hear the end of it, but they don't want you going to that speech and hearing what David said. So anyway, you'll find out why on Saturday night at Brain Massage Live. For my Sunday AM audience, you can find it on Rumble, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, so on. Anyway, as for calling any human being the devil, remember that Jesus rebuked Peter, saying to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." When Satan is in possession of someone or controlling them, it is appropriate to address them in this way. But of course, this does not mean they are the devil. It does mean they are under his power and influence and acting on his behalf, advancing his agenda. As for calling her the Antichrist, David could use some further instruction in Scripture on this point. The Antichrist is a person mentioned in prophecy who will rise to power over a globalist world government. You know, Nimrod will finish his tower. And then that person will go on a depopulation campaign that will make Gates giggle. And then he will enter into Israel's temple and call himself God. And when Israel rejects him, and she will, he will attack her with a vengeance that would make Hitler flush with envy. Now, this prophesied personality cannot rise to power as long as the Spirit of Jesus Christ is present in the world, in the body of his disciples, which is his temple. When the bands and cords, the restraining influence of the reproving Holy Ghost that's active in the world today, that restrains the Antichrist from rising, when that's removed, then the Antichrist will rise to power, but that hasn't happened yet. However, the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. That's what John said, the apostle. The Bible says we are to try the spirits and know that anyone who denies Jesus is the Christ and therefore the promised king is not of God. And we are to understand that everyone who confesses Jesus is Christ, the king of this world right now, well, that person is of God, or that spirit is of God. The first test then is whether someone confesses Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Prince of the kings of the earth, according to the Bible. And by the way, all my scriptures are noted here in my notes. Anyone who denies his present rule over the earth is Antichrist. Really? Yeah, here it is. 1 John 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son, end quote. So in that regard, what David said was, well, certainly had a whole lot more truth in it than not. And that's the second test, you see. Those who are of the devil embrace the way of lying, and that's the ultimate lie, to deny Christ's rule in the earth right now. Using deceit to manipulate people under their control. That's lying. David spoke of those who turn aside to lies in Psalm 40, verse 4. And in John 8, 44, he tells us that these people are of their father, the devil. For when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, the father of it. And who cannot see that the Democratic Party and many others have just completely given themselves over to all kinds of outrageous, ridiculous, and incredible lies? They're just denying nature itself. It's unbelievable. Kamala and the leadership of the Democratic Party are Antichrist, according to these two biblical tests. Now, I'm running short on time, so I'm going to have to summarize the rest of this on with regard to the tests. So let's do that. The third test is that the children of disobedience, who disobeyed the command to repent and believe on Jesus Christ and confess he is Lord, the owner, the ruler over the world, those people will take kingdom authority or government power by force and violence. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 12. Remember COVID? Mandates, forced jabs, that was their approach, not Trump's. Arrogant presumption to command the closure of Christ's kingdom ecclesia, which is his church. You remember the summer of hate? Using violence and force to take, giving homage to the chaos god. Remember that guy dancing around a burning flag and Bible? Praise to the chaos god. That was a perfect representation of that whole movement. Then the Bible says that, and this is the last test, Satan is a thief who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. And look and consider the Democrat-controlled cities and states. The people are stolen from. They're literally robbed down to nothing, oppressed by their government. Their liberties are stolen. Their money's stolen. These government people protect those who would kill us with their manufactured pestilences and remove us from the ability to protect ourselves. They're poisoning our food. Ask RFK about that one. And their policies are always destructive. Haven't you paid attention? Look at these places controlled by Democrats. Every problem they create and then try to fix, claim they're going to fix, they make worse. We've been governed by people who are themselves governed by Satan. They operate according to his playbook. Kill, steal, destroy. The spirit of Antichrist. By contrast, Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And despite all the efforts of the spirit of Antichrist, to the contrary, the administration of Trump reflected the blessings of the spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus was born a king to give us peace on earth and create goodwill toward one another. And that describes Trump's presidency. He has goodwill toward his fellow man and desires peace and prosperity for all. Christ has favored us by making all of this abundantly clear. He's put it right in front of us to see with our own eyes. All ambassadors for Christ. And if you're a Christian, that's what you are. I challenge you, cast your vote accordingly. Follow the tests of the Bible. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Folks, I've gone a bit long in this segment. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome back. Dr. Scheinbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. Your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march. An enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Did Biden call MAGA patriots garbage? Well, here you go. You decide.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable.
Okay, was it nothing more than a typical Biden blunder? Yeah, you know, like the one where he admitted that Obama and he put together the most comprehensive election fraud organization in the history of the United States. Remember that one? Well, you can use this link and listen for yourself. Of course, he did not intend to admit that, but that's what he did. The wicked are judged out of what comes from their mouth. Sometimes God squeezes the heart of a wicked king or ruler, and they, let's just say they spill the beans. So by the rule that out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh, that in fact is what he did. And I listened to it very closely, and it wasn't expressed in such a way as allows for the excuses and the explanations that they've offered. It just doesn't. Listen to it yourself. It was not a mere slip of the tongue. He was speaking his heart. That's obvious. And there is plenty of corroboration from other statements that he has made that confirms this is the sentiment of his heart. Obama called us bitter gunning God clingers. Hillary called us deplorables and irredeemable. Kamala and Biden have together, and all of the left media, have been calling us Nazis and Hitler and saw that junk for a while, and now he calls us garbage. The Nazi thing is a clear deflection. I guess we're going to think about it. What is the most defining characteristic of Hitler? Well, anti-Semitism. And where do you find a home for anti-Semitism in America today? The Democrat Party. And this other stuff is, well, it's laughable. And we've made jokes about it, really. We have literally mocked Obama's insult and dismissed Hillary right along with her inane insults and Biden's garbage jab. That's a joke to us. I mean, folks, we literally laugh this stuff off. In fact, Trump responded to this perfectly, donning a sanitation server jacket and getting his picture taken in a garbage truck with Trump Vance 2024 plastered over the side of the truck. It was beautiful. And some idiot liberal thinks they have to fact check and let us know that that was a staged photo op. You got to be kidding me. But it's very consistent with these people. It's just amazing how, never mind. The left gets all torqued out over stuff like this, but we laugh at them. And that's a major difference between the party of fake joy and the party of real joy and goodwill. And as for proof, the Kamala Walls campaign is attempting to steal the 2024 election. Well, you decide. I've got so much evidence here. There's no way I'll get through it all. You can watch it happen before your eyes on this video that we got from Cat Turd, and I have the link in my notes. The voter recorded it so he would have proof, or he knew no one would believe him. He selected Trump, and the computer would not take the selection. He kept trying, and the computer finally selected Harris instead.
I mean, it's so obvious. It's in your face, Trump voter. It's so in your face, it is impossible to explain it any other way than that they are intentionally picking a fight. They're poking at us, jabbing at us, even slapping at us, trying to provoke a fight. Don't bite. In Kentucky, Trump's votes are switched to Kamala. You can watch it right here on this link. It's so blatant. And a warning to California voters. You're going to have to click on the more button at the bottom of the screen to select Trump because he doesn't appear on the first screen. They'll explain that, well, the candidates are listed alphabetically, you know, and Trump comes after Stein, and Stein is the last name that would fit in the screen. And do you buy that? You've got to be kidding me. I've done a huge amount of graphic design work in my time. Shrink the boundaries of the boxes a tad, reduce the font by a minuscule 2 points, and Trump would have fit. This was by design. Anything to push the vote away from Trump and to jab at the conservative. Slap, kick, jab, poke. That's what they're doing. Democrats are paying operatives to go to polling places and walk around wearing these large voter protection lanyards, giving the impression they are government election officials. Now look, this is illegal. It's similar to the kind of junk GOP used to do that was complained about by Democrats, and then laws were made, and now it's illegal. Well, the GOP stopped doing it when it was made illegal, but the Dems are now doing it while it's illegal. Michigan fraud alert rounded off the numbers here. 82,000 people voted 208,000 times. How do you do that? Well, that's 2.5 votes per person. It comes out to a total of 125,000 and change fraudulent votes. Now we have time for one more, but Jenna Griswold, Colorado Secretary of State, and this is the one who persecuted and falsely accused Tina Peters, that witch, you know, Griswold, who knew that Dominion passwords were leaked, and the leak occurred 5 days before, and she had not canceled and reset the passwords until she was caught 5 days later by the GOP in Colorado. When in an interview she was asked if she planned to reveal this publicly, she explained, well, it was under investigation, quote unquote. And, you know, it's an active investigation, she said, quote unquote. And our course is to, quote, gather information, end quote, so we can fix the problems that need to be fixed, quote unquote. And we are proceeding out of, quote, an abundance of caution, end quote. Do you hear it? This is the same junk they've used hundreds of times. It's a mind control game they play on us. Don't let them dupe you, my friend. This is all gobbledygook. And you can view her statement completely here, and you can watch her as she responds to this interviewer. And I'm sure you'll agree. She talks and responds like a zombie or something. She's like another MK Ultra subject. I'm not kidding. It's eerie. She exhibits all the signs. We've got nationwide Dominion cheating going on, being exposed all over. Misspelling Trump's name, T-R-I-U-M-P, Triumph. Well, you know. And then Trump, T-R-U-M dot P. These are the sorts of devices that are used to get around search algorithms. And now they're being used by these people to get around voters. Because it doesn't happen with Kamala or Walz. Will this create problems for the scanners? It's going on in Ohio. And then in New Jersey. In New Jersey, a machine fails when Trump is selected. In Arkansas, quote, another machine automatically switching to Kamala Harris after voter picked Donald Trump, end quote. In Texas, voters in Tarrant County complaining that the machines are flipping their votes from Trump to Kamala, end quote. Muskegon County, Michigan, a U.S. postal box break-in and ballots are stolen and now missing. Remember that bit about, what was it, 4, 5, 6, or 7 different ballot box receptacles being set on fire, burning up the people's votes? Pennsylvania, election workers instruct voters to hand them their ballots. Trust us to enter them into the machine later. And now get this, a bombshell report from AP. Now, folks, that's the Never Friendly to Conservatives Associate Press. Quote, in key targeted districts across America, Democrats are illegally interfering with elections by recruiting shadow candidates to deceive voters and disrupt the will of the American people. These are blatant and unconstitutional attempts to undermine our democracy and election integrity. End quote. This article was read by Elise Stefanik, a Republican of New York, reading an Associated Press article. Now, I want to know, when did AP become concerned about Democrat interference in elections in the United States? It's too much and too open and too obvious. with even the liberals calling it out and bringing attention to it. It's obvious. The Dems are picking a fight. They know they've lost, so their play is to sabotage the election, making it uncertifiable. And during the chaos this will they expect will create, they hope the Raznick prophecy will unfold. Remember, he's the guy that predicted riots following the Democrat effort to disqualify Trump after he wins the election. What they wanted in January 6, 2021. They're going to go for it again. Only they're going to ramp up the provocation. And they want to get this going so they can shut down America with martial law and quell the so-called uprising. Don't bite. Hang tight. Wait on the Lord. He will intervene. I was pleased to see that the intuitive Alex Jones reads all of this in exactly the same way. Take a look. I got a link right here. I've got to stop. But I'll leave the rest of this in my notes for those who download the notes. But my friend, there is good news. And the best news is that this election has been framed up as a referendum on whether or not America will continue to be one nation under God. It's a clear choice. Christ is king or the government is king. There are three questions. Will America get to decide? Will the biblical principle of consent of the governed prevail? Or will the corrupted CIA's Manchurian candidates, Kamala, and the CCP candidate, Walls, with the assistance of the CCP-owned President Biden, be used as puppets to trigger a period of massive unrest and chaos, using force and violence to take the government away from us completely, to push us into open war in the streets, to wrest our right of consent out of our hands and our liberties? These traitors must be stopped, and while we can't take it by force, we can defend ourselves. I'll have to explain that some more Sunday night. Second, if we get past all the Democrats trying to steal the election and Trump wins and is finally inaugurated and takes office, what's it going to cost us now to secure that victory and to use it to turn America back under the Constitution and back under the rule of law in the hands of the righteous? And third, will weak pastors and vomit-licking Christians go back to sleep and let the criminals and traitors go free like Saul did Agag? God give us a Samuel who will execute with the sword of divine justice the wrath he intended to be executed against evildoers. These wicked oath breakers, and all of them must be held to account. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. Leave me a message on our listen response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America, and I'll see you in church. In fact, I'm calling a special prayer meeting on Sunday morning service at 10:45 a.m. and again at Sunday evening service, 5 p.m. And I would like to invite you to join us in prayer for this country and this upcoming election. I'll see you in church.